Blog Talk Radio.
Coming across a documentary
And this documentary really opened my eyes, really sparked a lot of curiosity. And when I talked to Robert about it, he goes, "Whoa, man, we can't talk about that shit." And I was like, "We got to. We're the Bunker Boys. This is what we do. We dispel myths, you know, that sort of thing." And this documentary was on World War II, and more specifically, the mass genocide supposedly claimed to happen during the Holocaust by the ever-so-infamous Adolf Hitler and the Nazi regime.
Adolf Hitler. Not really. Are you still there, Jim?
Hello? Yeah, this is Bigfoot. I just have one question. Why can't you all just leave me alone for my bar mitzvah?
All right,
I did not do that. That was Jewish. Sorry.
Oh, dude. All right. So when I first came to you, Bob, about this, what were your thoughts?
Well, I was thinking, like, you're going to piss off a lot of people because they misunderstand us as it is. We get hate mail constantly because they think that we don't believe in ghosts and we don't believe in this. No, we believe in science and we believe in fact, plain and simple fact. And if there's science, or there is literature, or there's something somewhere that proves that something is a fact, and it is completely explainable, we like to bring that to light. Now, saying that, a lot of people out there, when you get into talking about the Holocaust and how there weren't 6 million Jews killed, gassed, burned, put in ashtrays, whatever people say, I said that because people make sick-ass remarks about like that. People are going to freak the fuck out. We are not saying that the Holocaust did not happen. We are saying, and I've been doing some research, it has been blown out of proportion, but me and Ryan see it at different levels. I don't think it was blown that much out of proportion, but he's seen this documentary, you know, what was it, some movie?
Well, not just, you know, that. Yeah, not just the documentary that was on Trembolia. It was looking into that's what sparked it. Then I started going through a lot of documents, and that actually led me to the Diary of Anne Frank, and they have actually examined that and found half of that diary was not written by Anne Frank. It was written in ballpoint pen, which didn't exist at the time. And so that just shows a lot of doctrination and people trying to build on the hype. And
you mean forgery,
think about,
right?
Think about, yeah. Build on this hype.
You said
hype,
doctrination.
Well, whatever. They doctored the diaries.
Just messing with you, dude. Good.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the big thing... the big thing about this whole thing is I was thinking about it, and I'm like, who profits from saying, you know, 6 million Jews were killed and stuff like that? Who do you think would profit from this? And I wish I'd written my notes down, but the Jewish people are actually profiting from this. They get so much money from the United States government alone. I can't remember what it is. We give the Jewish people give the homeland, which is a profitable nation as it is, we give them $34 billion a year in retribution. And that's not including what they get from other countries.
Do they
saying
ask for that
we're
in
sorry.
Pennies or?
Dude, I, you know what? I'm not the one that's gonna piss people off. I think it's gonna be you.
I'm sorry. Oh God, I got jokes.
Oh,
I can't help myself.
No.
Just so you people know out there, I think I'm a quarter Jew too. Pretty sure, so I can say what the hell I want to say.
Oh, my girlfriend accuses me of being Jewish. Oh, we give them $35 billion per year. And how many other countries are donating?
Okay, can I stop you there for a second?
Yeah.
I want to talk on a soft point that really irritates me, okay? If you were born here, you're an American. You're not, and I'm going to say this, you're not a Mexican. If you're a Mexican and you're born here, you're an American. If you're black and you're born here, you're a black American. Because if you're in Britain and you're born black, you're a Briton. You're not an African Briton. Right? And if you're any other race, if you're Jewish and you're born anywhere in the world, you're still Jewish. And I don't get that.
Yeah.
They're the only race that doesn't separate religion with government, and I'm not, you know, I know a lot of Jewish people. They're great people, but I just don't get it. I don't get that. And if someone could call in and explain that to me, then I'll just shut the hell up. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the math just does not add up. For 6 million Jews to be killed. Auschwitz was the most infamous work camp, and it could only hold 11,000 people at one time. And
yeah, they had 20,000 there though.
Well, of course it's going to be overrun. Hitler's. It's actually documented because Germans are notorious for writing everything down, and yeah, all of the war documents and everything that was all seized, and that's still, you know, a lot of private investors have it and so forth. Hitler's master plan that everybody says was to kill the Jews and everything. Turns out it wasn't even to kill the Jews. It was to get them out of Europe either by emigration to their homeland or to Russia, or I think it was Russia, or deportation. And his whole plan was to do that during the war, but as things escalated, he put the master plan on hold until after the war. Now, his master plan to get, you know, to get the Jews out of Europe, why do you think he wanted the Jews out of Europe?
Because there were a lot of them, and I don't know. I guess they were very profitable people, but they were, like, causing the middle class to go poor, and they were causing a lot of financial destitution or whatever. You know, that's what I've been told and what I've read. But.
Yeah, what they do is a lot of monopolization.
Damn,
like,
Bill
think
Gates.
About what they've done. Think about what they've done with the media. Hitler ultimately wanted a military state. He wanted armed citizens, and Jews were infamous for de-arming citizens, or not. How was it put?
So they were Democrats. Sorry. I'm sorry. Dude, stop it! You're gonna get me in trouble. Good. Fucking Democrat.
You know,
take
and
my assault rifle.
I'm sure, like, see, okay. you know, this whole thing about the mass genocide and everything. You know, when I put on Facebook that a lot of the things that they claim happened in the Holocaust didn't happen, people ultimately, all they read out of that was I said that the Holocaust didn't happen. And that's not at all what I said. I said that a lot of the despicable things that they talked about did not happen. They are nothing more than propaganda to hype up an already fucked up situation. What the fuck are you doing over there?
Nothing, dude. I was plugging my phone in. Is that alright with you?
Yeah, that's fine. It's just making a lot of noise. So people talk about how their grandmothers and grandfathers were made to dig their own graves and then they were lined up and shot. Yeah, I'm sure that did happen. Because that happened in just about every war. That has. Americans are also guilty of this. Think about Vietnam. I can't remember what little village it was, but American soldiers literally lined up every man, woman, and child out of that village, made them dig their own grave, and then by firing squad just mowed them all down.
Talking about Vietnam?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I talked to some soldiers that are now deceased, obviously, but they told me when I was younger that they used to make them dig their graves, and then they would make them stand by their graves, shoot them, and then just knock the shell of the dirt over them, and then torch the whole village. Yeah. It was sick.
Yeah. But
they didn't get hit for war crimes doing that. I don't get it.
I know. That's the most fucked up thing. A lot of the Nazi leaders that were brought up on war crimes, when they stood in court about this and said, now, at what point did you know about this mass genocide of the Jewish people in Europe? And the guy looks at the judge and he goes, this is the first time I've heard about it. He goes, no, we didn't know about anything like this going on. And I don't think anything like that went on. And you know what they used as tangible evidence, as incriminating evidence against the Nazi leaders? They used Hollywood movies and documentaries of the time.
Well, it's no different than, say, today's law. If someone says you did something, another person says, yeah, that person lied, then you go to prison for it. You don't even need evidence anymore, so.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, it's, yeah. But I do believe, and you got to think of it this way, a lot of these soldiers were stuck watching these people that they were trained from children, well, from 13 all the way to 18 or 19 or whatever, to hate the Jewish people. And then they're stuck there, away from their families, watching them. Of course they're going to mistreat them, shoot them, burn them, do things if they can get away with it. Because they hate them.
Excuse me.
You got to think of that, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Go ahead.
I mean, if I was told my whole life to hate a race, and then I was told to watch the same race and no one was around, dude, think about what you would do.
Oh, yeah.
Anything. Yeah, I mean, you would just do anything you felt to get that anger out that has been pushed in you since from childhood. But these days, well, that's going to be a different show, but racism, I don't think it really exists anymore. I think it's just people being bullied. But we'll talk about that
that's
another show.
Yeah. We should, We should do an entire show debunking a lot of racism. Because that definitely goes to a high level. Think about in America here, you know. People grew up hating black people because that's what they were told was right. They said black people are beneath us. And do you think people thought twice about beating the shit out of a black person or killing a black person? No, because technically they weren't people.
They were raised like they were animals. The people were raised to believe they're animals, and they were.
And
deep south, you'll still find some people that are kind of set in their ways because they're tall, top of that. But when it really comes down to it, man, the stuff's almost gone.
You should have heard the shit my grandmother said when she found out I was dating a black girl. Okay, the Jewish people were hated because Hitler said, you know, they're this, they're this, they're this, they're everything that I don't want in Europe. I want Europe. So let's get them out. Let's move them out of town.
He didn't like free thinking either. He hated free thinking.
No. Well, yeah. He took over the art world. He took over a lot of museums in any area that he conquered. He took their art museums, took down all their art, destroyed it, and then put up the artwork that he approved of.
That's because at the time, and I'm not defending Hitler or any of the ways he ever did, because he was a sick fuck, okay? But cultural beliefs and what's the word I'm looking for? Things that you do that you're taught from your ancestors is sort of what I'm for here. Anyway, your cultures, your beliefs, the way you do things because you were taught, you're brought up as a Jewish person or you're brought up as any race. Okay, that stuff kind of goes along. And he figured in his master plan that if he got rid of the cultural differences and made a master race, that there would only be one race. And that's what he was trying to do, which is kind of sick. But at the time, I mean, if you're the guy standing on the top, what are you going to do when you got a big head, when you're a narcissist? And then you have that disease in your brain, too.
At what point did he start trying to promote the perfect alien race? I'm wondering if that was around the time that he contracted syphilis and started taking over his brain.
Yeah, he started seeing things and all sorts of stuff, is what they were saying. So, I think he was a narcissist before that.
Really?
Who knows? Who knows?
Well,
I mean,
You know what's so funny about these supposed death camps? They have actual documented writings of the German, the Nazis, the Nazi leaders of these camps and everything. They actually said the death rate is too high in our camps. We have to do everything in our power to get that number down. And you know what the death rate was in the camps? 5%. And why they started using shaving the detainees' heads, the prisoners' heads, and taking their clothes, and putting them through these showers, forcing them to take showers, because a lot of these Eastern European Jews were very dirty people. They claim that they are the ones that that brought typhus into the work camps, and that was the number one killer of the detainees was typhus.
You just made me think of something.
What's that?
Not trying to cut you off. Okay, you know how we have a lot of Americans have issues with the Arab people now.
Uh-huh.
how they say they come over bathing themselves in incense, and they do this and they do that. And let's say that one of them walks up to a soldier and says, "I'm going to kill your president." What is that soldier going to do to that Arab? Well, I'm going to try to raise people against your Führer, your president. He's going to kill him, right? Or he's going to detain them, right? Because they're trying to change the leadership role. So in a way, if you think of things where when 9/11 happened, let's say everybody was pissed all at one time and there was mass confusion going on. What could have happened if we were a more evolved people, like, say, back in the 1940s, 30s, what was it, 33 through 43 or something like that? Is when the concentration camps happened, something like that. Well, you got to think of it that way. If we weren't a more evolved people, dude, we would have had the Arabs that have lived here their whole lives out in the middle of the streets blowing their brains out, man.
Yeah.
It would have been like Nazi Germany all over again.
I honestly think there was a master plan to actually round them up into camps like we did to the Japanese in World War II. I bet that was a plan in order, but they were like, the public would not take to that. So,
probably.
I mean, honestly, they actually do have these supposed, you know, think about it, FEMA camps. You know,
yeah.
We are no better than the people that were in charge of World War II. We aren't. What did we do when 9/11 happened? We bombed cities. And you know what the initial invasion was? I had buddies that were on the initial invasion, and they talked about the stench of death was everywhere, bodies just laying everywhere. And that was from, most of those people were innocent civilians that were just...
Don't get Secret Service showing up to your house, dude.
Yeah, fuck Secret Service. I don't give a fuck. I paid my dues. I joined the Army to fight a cause, and I turned out. And I'd say that what we were doing, ultimately, we had good ideas. We just bad approach. So I don't give a fuck. They can show up to my door. They can do whatever the fuck they want, you know. But the truth of the matter comes out that we bombed the shit out of Iraq. And Iraq's like, you know, did you know that I think it was Iranians were the ones in charge of the bombing, if I'm not mistaken. I read something about that, and why we picked Iraq was because the Taliban, you know, was heavy in Iraq, so we're like, we're gonna invade this country first.
Right.
Man, we're getting way the fuck off topic.
No, not really. Now, if you think about it, not really. Yes and no. I mean, I was just bringing up, you know, I was bringing up that it could have very easily happened again here. I think we've kind of learned from our mistakes a little bit.
Well,
you got to think of it on the other standpoint is the Nazis, Nazi Germany, whatever, they were all, like I said, brought up to believe that they were better than everybody. And when you think that people are below you, what are you going to do? You're going to do what you're taught.
Most definitely.
You feel me, dog?
Yeah. But this whole mass genocide bullshit, I mean, that's just, I mean, this whole thing, you know, no actually credible historian will back up the gassing. You know, originally before the whole shit about gassing was brought about, it was originally that they were being killed with steam showers, with they were being killed by very extremely hot scalding steam, and that quickly laid to rest. That theory or that myth was quickly laid to rest, and that myth was turned into, well, they were gassing the Jews, and they brought that one on because the Germans are a very clean people, and these Jews were coming into their camps with lice and all kinds of critters and everything. So they used the agent, what's that agent called? Let me find it real quick. Go ahead.
Aqua hairspray?
Like, let's sell some more aqua hairspray. Put it in a little bit of Jew juice. I'm sorry, I'm just kidding.
Why didn't I write down notes?
Because we're never prepared. If we like took 2 weeks off and got prepared, we'd have the best frickin' show.
We would.
We can't. We would. We'd have a beastie-ass show.
At Auschwitz, the Auschwitz State Museum has recently revised its half-century-old claim that 4 million humans were murdered there. The museum now says maybe it was 1 million. But what proof does the museum provide to document the 1 million figure? None. The communist propagandists, this was a British historian by the name of David Irving that wrote this. The communist propagandists.
That's Jewish, isn't it?
No, Irving.
Oh, I thought you said Irving. Okay, go ahead.
No. The communist propagandist. No, if he was Jewish, he'd be saying it was like 15 million that were killed. The communist propagandists who managed the museum have put on display piles of hair, boots, and eyeglasses. While such displays are effective propaganda devices, they are worthless as historical documentation for gassings or a program of extermination. Meanwhile, revisionists want to know where those 3 million souls have been for the last 45 years. Were they part of the fabled 6 million? Those who promote the Holocaust story complain that the whole world was indifferent to the genocide, which allegedly was occurring in Germany, occupied Europe. When asked why this was the case, the promoters usually responded by saying that it was due to some great moral flaw in the nature of Western man. At other times, they make the absurd claim that people did not realize the enormity of what was happening. It is true that the world responded with indifference. How else should people have responded to that which they did not believe and which for them was non-evident? It is certain if there had been killing factories in Poland murdering millions of civilians, then the Red Cross, the Pope, humanitarian agencies, the Allied governments, neutral governments, and prominent figures such as Roosevelt, Truman, Churchill, Eisenhower, and many others would have known about it and would have often and unambiguously mentioned it and condemned it. They did. The promoters admit that only a tiny group of individuals believed the story at the time, many of whom were connected with Jewish propaganda agents. The rise of the Holocaust story reads more like the success story of a PR campaign than anything else. Winston Churchill wrote the 6th volume of his monumental work, The Second World War, without mentioning a program of mass murder and genocide. Maybe it slipped his mind. I like how he wrote, worded that. Dwight D. Eisenhower, in his memoir, The Crusade in Europe, also failed to mention gas chambers. Was the weapon used to murder millions of Jews unworthy of a passing reference? Or was our future president being insensitive to the Jews? Well, what do you think of that? Not one political leader mentioned the gassing or killing factories.
Well, I don't know what to think about that. Were they just turning the cheek because they didn't want to deal with it? But yet we got our hands in it anyway.
Man.
I don't that was one powerful man back then. He was up there with, he's a tyrant, but he had vision, but he was sick in the head. Like you said, he got that VD in his brain, whatever. Someone priced a golf ball. Sorry, dude. He got syphilis from being skull fucked. Oh, Skyla.
Did you? Another thing I want to talk about is the supposed pictures of the Holocaust. The infamous pictures, the piles of dead bodies, and the people that are eaten away, and their bodies are nothing more than skin and bones. All those pictures were taken by the Americans that got there, and a lot of those dead bodies and everything were actually German soldiers. You know why? Because what did we do towards the end of the war? We bombed every major city and every avenue to get food, war rations, everything, medical aid, everything. We cut them off from the world. We starved them. They could not get food or medical supplies to these work camps. So subsequently, what's going to happen? People are going to starve. People are going to die of disease, okay? And when you don't have food and you don't have medical supplies, they're going to die in mass quantities. Think about the Black Plague. What happened? These people were dying so quickly that they had to get rid of the bodies. So what did they do? They moved the bodies to Povegla in Italy, where they say how many millions of bodies are supposed to be burned there. That island is pretty much made up of ash, is what they're saying. But that's what happens. You don't have places to put these bodies, so you're going to stack them up till you can dispose of them.
Exactly. Yep, and what was that chemical they used to cover up the stank? It's white, it burns, it's used in gardening.
Lime?
Oh, yeah, it's lime. Yeah, they used lime in the piles of dead bodies. I mean, yeah, that's what the reports say. And then you said some of the reports are faked, or?
Like I was saying, they're meticulous record keepers. They didn't attempt to destroy any wartime records. 1,100 tons of wartime records were seized in the United States zone of occupation alone. The British historian writes in his bibliography of Hitler on page 3, British historian Colin Cross writes in his bibliography of Hitler on page 313, it does not exist then anything like a written order signed by Hitler for the extermination of the Jews in Europe. Amazing, huh?
Oh, frickin' amazing.
Here, let me send you. Let me send you something. I want you to read the same thing that I'm reading.
You already sent it to me.
The German Foreign Ministry on January 25th, 1939, issued a document on the solution of the Jewish problem, which stated the end policy in regard to the Jews is the emigration of all Jews living in the territories of the Old Reich. Emigration, not execution.
And it says official Holocaust figures reduced. I see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Government.
You know, Roosevelt did the same thing that Hitler did. You know, it says 120,000 American Japanese Americans living on the West Coast were interned to concentration camps. Because they were supposed security risks. You know, the Japanese men, women, and children were imprisoned behind barbed wire fences and armed guard towers in the blazing hot desert.
Yeah, I'm reading it.
Definitely, definitely reading it.
Auschwitz was a massive military and industrial complex of 39 camps, of which 19 mainly employed Jews. The factories at the Monowitz number 16 camp alone employed 126,000 workers. Holocaust expert Leon Palitkov, or whatever, however you're supposed to say his name, in Bravery of Hate, page 134, in 1979, wrote that the Jewish Warsaw Ghetto was one of the Germans' most important supply centers. God, I can't read right. The second is
right.
Economic importance. I can't read
you.
Right.
The
economic importance was Lodz Ghetto because it manufactured all kinds of goods, and in particular, its textile industries constituted support of great value to the German economy. Now, if you got all these people working for you, what is the motive behind that? You know, they're making everything for you. They're supplying your economy. You're making them work for you. What is the motive to kill them off, to gas them, to just exterminate them? Does that make any sense?
No. Not at all.
An actual written documentation on December 28th, 1942, Heinrich Himmler ordered that the death rate in the camps must be reduced at all costs. Now,
there's proof that they created processing areas that look like resorts, and they would process the Jewish people into them, and then move them like a week later into a shithole, just to keep the German people happy.
Well, yeah. Well,
I understand they didn't have the money to pay for it, but God.
Well, at first, of course, they didn't want to make it seem like it was, a big thing. So they're going to tell the Jewish people that they're going to a resort while the war goes on, because the Jewish people weren't going to fight. They wanted to move them out so they could have their militant state. So they were going to move them out. And if you're just going to tell people, hey, you know, we're going to move you to these nasty camps where it's going to be overrun, food's going to be shitty, living conditions are going to be shitty, but you got to go. Are they going to go? No, but if you tell them, hey, we're going to send you to a resort, just kidding, you know, you're more likely to get them all to go. But then towards the end, they're just like, fuck you guys, we're just going to round you up and take you. You already know what's going to happen. We're taking you.
Correct.
But on January 20th, 1943, Chief Inspector of the camps, Richard Gluck, answered Himmler, every means will be used to lower the death rate in these camps. The death rate had indeed been reduced from 8.5% in July 1942 to 2.8% in June of 1943. You know, it's just, it doesn't add up. Like, if you got these people working for you, and why would you be reducing the death rate if you just want to kill all the fuckers?
Well, you got to think of it this way. If they killed them all, there's many different, you know, trains of thought on there, ways of thinking about this. If you killed them all, what would you do with the bodies all at one time? You'd have to process them slow, like cattle. Because if you kill them all at once, there'd be no way you could get rid of all the bodies without the German people and the rest of the world knowing about it. So you got to think of it that way. But then you got to think of it both ways. Everything has to be weighed like we do. We weigh things. We buy evidence. And the evidence right now is standing towards maybe it was blown out of proportion a little bit, but sick, fucked up things still happen nonetheless. But from 12 million, 18 million,
no.
18 million,
yeah, yeah,
12
yeah.
million to 1 million, you know what I mean?
Well, okay, all right. If the number still stands at 4 million Jews, Auschwitz has no mass grave. Doing the math on these graves, on these supposed graves, or doing the math on these supposed mass killings, if 4 million bodies would have been cremated, that would have left 15,000 tons of ash. 15,000 tons. That's 60 billion, 2,000. Try and do the math now.
Take your shoes
that's
off.
Yeah, right. That's over, I think, if I'm doing the math right, it's over 6 billion pounds of ash that would have been left. And also, think about how much coal would have been needed to heat these crematoriums. They would have been having to kill.
They were using natural gas, I guess.
At the rate of that, like, they would have been having to kill at least, I think it was like 100 in the year and a half that the World War II went on. It was a year and a half, right?
2 years.
2 years. In the 2 years, I think the numbers came out to 179 people killed per hour.
Well, no, they had a bone grinder. And that was found. That really was found. I researched that earlier. But to put 18 or 12 million Jews through it, that thing would be breaking down an awful lot. And
yeah.
I can't see you doing it in 2 years. You could probably do 2-3 million, maybe. And that's round. You'd probably have to have 10 or 12 machines. But they only found like 5 machines or something like that. So that's still sick to have like a super combined, whatever it was called, to just throw the bodies in whole after they've decayed a little bit.
Yeah.
I need one of those.
Well,
I wouldn't mind throwing in that motherfucker.
Well, like I said, the first myth was that a large boiler for the production of superheated steam was injected into the interior of these supposed airtight sealed rooms. and the doors are closed hermetically, and the long asphyxiation of the victims by the steam begins. At the start, screams came from inside. Then they died down slowly. After 15 minutes, the executions are complete. Even that, and then that story was not believable. Then it was changed to the alleged, that the trucks are backed up to the death chambers and carbon monoxide was pumped into the rooms. This claim, too, was forgotten, and the Soviets then charged that the Germans changed the steam chambers into gas chambers. What are you doing, bro?
I am typing. Sorry. Can you hear it? Apologize.
Yeah.
Next time I'll ask the great and powerful Oz. Is that better?
You know.
Not better? Well, fuck you.
Oh. The gas that was used was Zyklon B.
Nikon B.
No, Zyklon B, and that's used for delousing. And it says Austrian engineer Walter Luftels issued a report in March of 1992. In which he found that Zyklon B is utterly unsuited for the purpose of systematic mass murder. It was a widely used pesticide to kill lice, which had been the biggest health threat in the camps. Had the Germans actually wanted to perform mass exterminations, they would have had products 1,000 times more deadly, such as sarin, or Shaboon nerve gas. Fred Lichter, America's foremost expert on executions, took a team of investigators to Auschwitz in 1988. This is a quote. I traveled to Poland to investigate the alleged execution gas chamber facilities at the three concentration camps of Auschwitz, Birkenau, and Majdanek. My forensics analysis and subsequent report proves beyond any shadow of a doubt that there were no gas execution facilities operated by the Nazis at these sites. You know, they've had so many experts actually analyze these claims, and Who do you think's in charge of all these supposed Holocaust museums and the sites for the tourist attractions of the concentration camps? Who do you think's in charge of all those?
Jewish people.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
That they are anyway. I mean, They would be the only one that would have the passion to keep it going. But yeah, I do understand you. Yeah. I understand. I think we're only doing an hour show this time, right?
Yeah. Oh man, the hour's almost up. Well,
yeah, I'm going Bigfoot hunting.
I know. Oh, that's
really
exciting, bro. That's cool. Last night we were watching the meteor shower, and my buddy said he saw something out in the field, and so I walked across the field, and there's this tree line out there, and I didn't walk straight up to the tree line, but I started making noises. And then I whistled. I didn't get any response from the noises. And then I whistled. And I'm not kidding. I got a faint whistle back. And I whistled again but didn't get a response. And then I clapped three times. And I heard three claps back. And it came from the woodland.
it was probably someone watching the meteor shower that's clapping and whistling back to you.
No, this was in farm country where the nearest neighbor was like 4 miles away. So, but anyways, one last piece of evidence that I want to put forward is the World Almanac from 1947, in quoting figures supplied by the American Jewish Committee, stated that the world Jewish population in 1939 was 15,688,259. The New York Times of February 22nd, 1948, stated that the world Jewish population ranged from 18,600,000 to 18,700,000, excluding some 600,000 to 700,000 living in Palestine. How could the Jewish population have increased so rapidly after losing 6 million during World War II? Walter Sanning, the author of Dissolution of European Jewry, says that no less than 2,200,000 Jews had emigrated out of Europe, leaving 2,847,000 Jews residing there at the height of the German occupation in June of 1941. After the war, 3,375,000 Jews, according to the Red Cross, applied for Holocaust reparations. This included many of the emigrants. Thus, the actual number of those who died at the camps from all causes ranges from 150,000 and 300,000.
And that is all?
That is it.
Well, if there's any listeners out there that want to contest this, they can call in any show, any time, and bring it up.
Yeah, tell us what a shitbag I am.
Or a bag of shit, however you want to call it.
All right.
I'm gonna close this show with Metallica's Fade to Black. Do you have anything else to add to bro?
No. This was fun. Hopefully next week I hope we have some people call in.
Yeah, fuckers, call in. Unless you don't got the balls to play with it all.
Gosh,
peace out. Pop, 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 pop it up.